It's a scenic hike in the foothills of San Marcos Pass, just 3 minutes off of Highway 154. There's grasslands, wildlife, and panoramic views of the Santa Ynez Mountains, as well as the Pacific Ocean. Tanya Atwater is a regular visitor to the San Marcos Foothills Preserve.
It's quiet. We always see birds and animals and things. Just if you walk quietly on the pathways, it's pretty magical.
The preserve is 200 acres of land in the foothills just east of Highway 154 near the outskirts of Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara County owns the land, which is protected as permanent open space. But 104 acres of hilly grassland sandwiched between the highway and the preserve is slated for development. Ken Owen is executive director of the nonprofit group Channel Islands Restoration.
It's beloved locally. You can see why when you come here, on a day like this especially, everything is so clear. You can see the Channel Islands, you can see the Santa Ynez Mountains and the Mesa, and the views are just panoramic in all directions and are not obstructed by development. We're attempting to preserve its ecological treasures, native grassland that is so productive. In addition to that, the open space value of this property can't be underestimated. It's keeping people sane during the pandemic.
Elihu Gewurz is a senior ecologist with the nonprofit. He says the hilly grassland is a resource which needs to be preserved.
Most of the grasslands in Santa Barbara have been converted to neighborhoods. So there's very few grasslands that are left. In those grasslands are some animals, some birds in particular, that only live in grasslands. And if we develop every single grassland, they won't have a place to go. And I feel that it's our responsibility to do what we can to give them a place to live.
But saving the 104 acres of land could be an expensive proposition. A developer, the Chadmar Group, has county permits to build 8 luxury homes on the property. They made a major concession to get the permits. Years ago, the community was given the 200 acres of land which make up the existing San Marcos Preserve in exchange for permission to build some homes around its edges.
It was part of a compromise, so to speak, between the county and a large group of people in the community who really wanted to protect the whole thing, all 300 and some odd acres. About 15 years ago, they came up with a settlement. 200 acres were donated to the county to be permanently protected forever as an open space preserve. The county approved some housing development down at the south end, and this part here, the West Mesa, is really like the prime real estate with incredible ocean views.
Some members of the community are hoping to raise enough money that they can convince the developer, Chuck Landy, with the Chadmar Group, to cash out and walk away from the project.
Channel Islands Restoration paid for a preliminary appraisal of the property. That came out to about $5.5 million. Mr. Landy feels that it's worth at least 3 times that. So we're talking a big difference in those figures. And of course, we hope for a compromise, something in between that.
Channel Islands Restoration's Ken Owens admits they don't know what that figure would be, but they're raising money.
Just in the first few weeks that we made this campaign public, we received a $1 million anonymous donation. In addition to that, grassroots-wise, over $300,000 has been raised in small donations.
The nonprofit has an offer on the table, but at this point, the details are confidential.
It's a serious offer that we're confident that we can raise the money, and we're waiting for their response.
Elihu Gewurz says while the price tag for a deal could be hefty, if you spend a few minutes here on the property, you understand why it's worth it.
It's really gorgeous. Looking up at the unobstructed view of the mountains, and then you turn around and you face south, you face the ocean, you can see the ocean and the Channel Islands, and it's really incredible.
Supporters of the effort say if the developer agrees to a deal, the funding would have to come from the community. If the price tag ends up being more than the assessed valuation, which is likely, it would be ineligible for government funding. On San Marcos Pass, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.